ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नास्तप्रयेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवतीर्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। So you're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, Mother Parvati, Krishna Chitraketu. Text, this is 7, is it? 8. प्रयासः प्रकृतश्चापि श्रियं रहसि बिभ्रति अयं महाव्रत धारो बिभर्ति सदसि श्रियं। प्रयासः प्रकृतश्चापि स्त्रियं रहसि बिभ्रति अयं महाव्रताधारो बिभर्ति सदसि स्त्रियं प्रयासः प्रकृतश्चापि स्त्रियं रहसि बिभ्रति अयं महाव्रताधारो बिभर्ति सदसि स्त्रियं। प्रयासः प्रकृतश्चापि स्त्रियं रहसि बिभ्रति अयं महाव्रताधारो बिभर्ति सदसि स्त्रियं। प्रयासः जनरली Prakritaḥ, conditioned souls, cha, also, api, although, sriyam, a woman, rahasi, in a solitary place, bibhrati, embraced, ayam, this, Lord Shiva, mahavratadhara, the master of great vows and austerities, Vibharati enjoys Sadasi in an assembly of great saintly persons, Striyam, his wife. Purports, ordinary conditions person generally embrace their wife and enjoy the company in solitary places. How wonderful is that Lord Mahadev, although a great master of austerity, is embracing his wife openly in the midst of an assembly of great saints. prepared by His Divine Grace, is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The word Mahavrata Dhara indicates a brahmachari who has never fallen down. Lord Shiva is counted among the best of yogis, yet he embraced his wife in the midst of great saintly persons. Chitraketu appreciated how great Lord Shiva was to be unaffected even in that situation. Therefore, Chitraketu was not an offender. He merely expressed his wonder. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sati Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So here Lord Shiva has been described also as a Mahavrata Dhara. Good brahmachari, perfect brahmachari, and also the best of all yogis. And Parvati said that how is it that Chitraketu could say something, could criticize Lord Shiva, where great sages, the nine sages, they take shelter or take the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. And they even accept the flowers that are offered to Lord Shiva. How is that possible? And he's the best yogi also. Of course, one time, Lord Shiva and Parvati, both together, they went to meet Lord Vishnu. And this was after the churning of the milk ocean, when Lord Vishnu took the form of Mohini Murti to bewilder the demons. So Lord Shiva came and said, we have come here desiring to see that form that took to bewilder the demons. So I'm very, very eager to see that form. And after saying that, Lord Vishnu smiled. It is explained why he was smiling at Lord Shiva. In fact, Durga Devi could never agitate Lord Shiva. Durga Devi is Mahamaya. And Lord Shiva could never be agitated. That's her consort, his consort, his associate. But Lord Shiva is never bewildered by Mahamaya. Even Cupid tried to invoke the Lord Shiva's lusty desires. in the presence of Parvati. No, one time Parvati was trying to, she was worshipping Lord Shiva and also Shiva Linga, touching and still Lord Shiva was never agitated. And here, Kamadev, Cupid, tried to invoke Lord Shiva's lusty desires in the presence of Parvati. Rather, the blazing fire from the eyes, the third eye, the eyes of Lord Shiva, burnt Cupid to ashes. So, of course, Lord Vishnu also knew that Shiva can never easily get agitated. And that's why Lord Vishnu has to think twice which form that he will have to take to show to Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva desire to see that form. So it has to be a form that really convince or agitate Lord Shiva. So just in a few moments, Lord Vishnu disappeared, and then a beautiful form appeared from the forest. Very beautiful form of a woman, and she was coming from a distance. She was playing with a ball. It's explained by Sukadeva Goswami that her very beautiful, her hips were moving here and there, her beautiful eyes bouncing also here and there, hair scattered all over her face, and also glance at Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva was completely devastated. And then he tried to follow her, that beautiful form of Lord Vishnu, the feminine form of Lord Vishnu, and tried to embrace her also. It's explained that that form dragged Lord Shiva to different places before Shiva could catch her. And there were many munis, they were surprised, they were shocked. How is that Lord Shiva is being captivated by this beauty of that lady? And he's our master. So, of course, Lord Shiva cannot be victimized by Maya. It should be understood here that Lord Shiva is being harassed by the internal potency of Lord Vishnu. Otherwise, Lord Shiva cannot be victimized by Maya. He is being harassed by the internal potency of Lord Vishnu. And then he was going after that woman, and it's explained also due to the mental agitation, he also discharged semen. And then after that, he came back to his senses. He became composed. He restrained himself from further Maya. He understood his position and the position of Vishnu. He understood. He, in one sense, he was proud that he was defeated by Lord Vishnu. He was being defeated by his master. And he was not surprised. Lord Shiva was not surprised by the way he was being affected by the potency of Lord Vishnu. He was not surprised because he knew he is the Supreme Lord. He can do whatever he wants. And here Lord Shiva was proud. What kind of pride? Normally pride is rejected, but here he was proud. What was he proud about? He was proud that he has is God such an exalted and powerful master who can defeat him? Shiva, nobody can defeat Lord Shiva, isn't it? It's impossible. But the fact that he was defeated by Lord Vishnu, he was proud. He became so proud. I have such an exalted, powerful master as Lord Vishnu. So he restrained himself, and even Lord Vishnu glorified Lord Shiva. He said, despite this agitation, you remain unashamed and unagitated. He was not ashamed, because he knew that the Supreme Lord is very powerful. And Lord Vishnu was pleased that you established in your position. You were not ashamed or agitated. And then Lord Vishnu offers his benediction to Lord Shiva. Jai Shri Krishna Balaram ki. Sri Prabhupada ki. So Lord Vishnu gave his blessing to Lord Shiva. He said that this Maya Shakti cooperate with me in my creation. You know, she cooperates. But as from now, no more Maya. No more Maya for you. Not anymore. So Lord Shiva was pleased, and then it's explained that after that, Lord Shiva with Parvati, they left. They went home. And then Lord Shiva was telling Parvati, did you see? Did you see what happened to me? You know? Did you see what happened to me? I was being harassed, agitated by the internal potency of Lord Vishnu. And what to speak of ordinary people? What will happen to them? You know? So, of course, it was a desire of the Lord. And here, even here in that story, we find that Vrata, Mahavrata Dharu, that what to speak of ordinary human being. This lust, Arjuna explained, he said, Atakinam Praktanam Papam Charati Purusaha. What is that Krishna that bewildered one as if by force? Impels one, what impels one to commit sin? Anicham, even without desire, as if by force. What is that? And Krishna said, Kama esha, krodha esha, rajaguna, samudbhavaha. And this lust is sitting three places in the body. So the living entity is completely conquered by this enemy, because the enemy they are sitting is sitting in three places in the body. What are the places? Mind, intelligence and senses. So the living entity is conquered by Mr. Lust. No way out. You know, it's very, very difficult to give up, to get out from lust. But of course, Krishna explained, one who is control the senses is able to give up this lust. There's one beautiful prayer made by Kulakshekar. You know, Kulakshekar from the Mukunda Mala Stotram, he made a garland, not of flowers, of Stotram, and offered it to Mukunda. He said, he made a bold statement to Cupid. He said, hey Cupid, abandon my mind. This is not your place. This is a place for the lotus feet of Mukunda. Why are you sitting there? Abandon his mind. Get out from here. Do you remember? Do you remember once you were incinerated by the fiery glance of Lord Shiva? You remember that? But now, why are you you're forgetting the Vishnu's, Lord Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra? If you've been already incinerated by glance of Lord Shiva, and what, you know, why do you forget that? Krishna's chakra, Lord Vishnu's chakra. So this was a prayer offered by Mukundamala Stotra, a very bold prayer. Bhagavatam also explained, I think Prahlad Maharaj also, he said, Yadidasa shime kaman varamtam varadarshabaha kamanam ride asamroham Bharatas vrinevaram. He said that he was praying to Lord Vishnu, to Narasimhadev, if you ever you want to give me benediction, if ever you want to give me some blessing, give me some blessing that my heart become free from lust. That's what he asked, nothing else. Only his, if ever you want to give me a benediction, give me that mercy that my heart become free from lust, desires. That's what he asked. Of course, Lord Shiva, he is also Dhira. Although Parvati came and touched his genitals and worshipping him, but he was not affected, he was not agitated. Of course, Lord Shiva is almost... He's almost Vishnu, isn't it? What's this mantra from Brahma Samhita? Sriyam yata dadi vikara visesa yogat sanjayate nahi tata pritakasti heto yasam bhutam apitata samupaiti karyat govinda mari purusham tamaham bhajami. So Lord Shiva is the he. Yogurt, milk transformed, can be transformed by the touch of acid or tamarind, become yogurt. So Lord Shiva is transformation of Lord Vishnu, we can say. Milk transformed becomes yogurt. And Lord Shiva, he has, out of the 64 qualities of Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva possessed, how many? 50. Lord Vishnu possessed 60, and Shiva, 55. Lord Shiva possessed 55, and the living entities possessed 50. What are the five additional qualifications that Lord Shiva possessed? It's explained, additional to living entities, he has a Satchitananda body, his body is ever fresh, and this is his constitutional, eternal constitutional body, Lord Shiva. And he is also cognizant, all cognizant, that is four, and the fifth one, he has mystic powers. These are the five additional qualities that he possessed. And Lord Shiva, his Ishtadev is also, he get inspiration from Shankarshan. That's why Lord Shiva has snakes all over his body. You know, his Anantashesh, a presentation of Sheshanag. In the Hindu prayers, there is a beautiful prayer, Kapura Gauram Karunavataram, you heard this? Sansara Saram Bujaga Indraharam. This Kapur means is pure like camphor, white camphor. Karunavataram, he is Karunavatar. You know? Sansara Saram, he is also the essence. Sansara means essence of material world. Bujaga Indra, Bujaga means snake. Snake, haram. Haram means garland. What kind of garland? Made of snake. And what kind of snake? Indra means the king of snake. Because that is his Ishtadev. Shesha. Of Lord Shiva. So his Karunavataram. Karunavataram means he's very compassionate. He has this nature, compassion, and he also, in that manthan milk, he drank the ocean of poison to save the lives of the living entities. So that's why it's called Karuna Avataram. And he's also doing the highest welfare activity, highest welfare work. It's explained that tapyante loka tapena sradavaha tapyante loka tapena maha aradhanam means we understand from Padma Puran that the highest worship is a worship of Vishnu, isn't it? Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam param. The highest worship is the worship of Lord Vishnu, and higher than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotee. But this verse says maha aradhanam. What is maha aradhanam? The greatest worship is that great devotees accept voluntary suffering for the suffering of others. Maha aradhanam. Great personalities, great devotees, they voluntarily accept suffering for the suffering of others. That is Lord Shiva. Maha aradhanam. Taddhi. Maha aradhanam taddhi. In that story of Chitraketu also, what's going to come is the Dadichi. Dadichi also is an example of Maha aradhanam, because the demigod approached Dadichi to receive his bones to make the weapon to be able to kill Vitrasur. So they approached Dadichi, and Dadichi said, first in the beginning Dadichi said, no, I can't give. But then later on he said, okay. And what he said, very interesting. He said that this body is not meant for us to enjoy. This body that we have is meant for the benefit of others. Hita. Hita means benefit. He said, this body that we have is not meant for us. It is meant for the benefit of others. And that's why they said maha aradhanam. And Dadichi also is one example. He said, okay, you take it. Who would like to give his bone to save the lives of the demigods? But Dadichi said, you can have it. He said, this body is meant for the benefit of others. So that is Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, the comparison also is given, like you have Lord Vishnu is like the powerhouse. You know, you have the powerhouse. And Rama Devi is a power. Some comparison I'm making. I'm using the electrical power. So Vishnu is like the powerhouse. Rama Devi, Lakshmi, is a power. And then you need electrical wire. That's Lord Shiva. So Ushambhu, we can say also. You know? And the bulb, electrical bulb, that is Durga. Understand? Electrical bulb, that is Durga. So Mahavishnu is powerhouse. Ramadevi, Lakshmi is a power. And Shambhu, Lord Shiva, is the electrical wires conducting the electricity. And Durga is a bulb, electrical bulb, is shining in this material world. She was blessed by Lord Krishna. So and Lord Shiva is Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu, is the greatest Vaishnava. Even one time Lord Shiva, Parvati, she asked Lord Shiva, what is this garland you're wearing? You know, Lord Shiva's garland is not made of flowers. It's made of Bhujaga, yes, and skulls. Yeah, skull. You know. He said, what is this garland you're wearing? And Lord Shiva said, these heads, these skulls are your heads. I have collected them because I love you so much. And have collected them and have made a garland because I love you so much. And then Parvati said, what about yours? Where are your heads? And Shiva said, my head? I don't die. I have an eternal body. How is that? Because Lord Shiva is always speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, always hearing and chanting Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why. Lord Shiva is one of the speakers of Bhagavatam. Not only speaker, he is also very eager to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. I remember that story where once he was giving Bhagavatam lecture to Parvati. Parvati was sitting and she fell asleep. And there was one parrot, bird who came to listen. That was Sukha, you know. And Parvati was sleeping. And to respond to Lord Shiva, and the Sukha starts, So then afterwards, Lord Shiva realized who is responding. Then he found that was Sukha, the birds. And he tried to chase because this was confidential knowledge. Nobody is supposed to listen. Anybody who listens to Bhagavatam will become liberated, eternal. Yeah, liberated. And the bird was not supposed to listen. He took his trident to chase that bird. And the bird came flying into the ashram of Vyasadeva. And he was looking at Lord Shiva said, where is that bird? I want to kill that bird. And Vyasadeva said, it's too late. Because he has already heard Bhagavat. How can you kill? It's too late. One time Lord Shiva also in Navadvip from Kailas, Shiva got the news that Gauranga Katha was going on. Where? Navadvip, Naimisaranya forest in Navadvip. You know? So, and he decided to go for this Bhagavatam class in Navadvip. But he's from Kailas. How would he reach? And Nandi is a bit slow. Nandi is a carrier of Lord Shiva. Nandi is slow. What to do? You know, remember sometime when I come here, when I'm late, I just take a rickshaw from Chaitanya Vihar, you know, for Bhagavatam class. But Lord Shiva, from Kailas, he has to go to Navadvip, to Naimisaranya. Vasudha Goswami is giving katha, gaur katha, gauranga. Gauranga! Gauranga! And Lord Shiva decided, I must go, but Nandi is too slow. What to do? Then he rented it maybe. He asked his father, he borrowed the swan. His father's carrier, Brahmaji, is a swan. So he asked, can I borrow that from you? And he borrowed this swan carrier. And then Lord Shiva went directly to Navadvip. And he was able to listen to Gauranga Katha. So Lord Shiva is not just a speaker, he also likes to hear Katha. Hello. And even in Braja, he is also very much in Braja Dham. Gopeshwar Mahadev, he's a Chitrapal. Gopeshwar Mahadev, Kameshwar Mahadev, what else? Chakreshwar Mahadev. In Chakreshwar Mahadev, Chakreshwar, the Govardhan. One time Saradhan Goswami he was writing his book and he was beaten by mosquitoes and Saradhan Goswami decided to leave the place. And Lord Shiva came, took the form of a Brahman and said, no, Babaji, Swamiji, you stay here. as from today, I'll make sure there won't be mosquitoes. Because Lord Shiva wants to have the association of Sanatana Goswami. He also went to Nandagaon. He wanted to have darshan of little Krishna. He went and knocked at the door, and Yashoda Maiya opened the door, and she was afraid to see that form of Lord Shiva, and said, no, you can't have darshan of my son. And because he was not allowed, so he retreated in the forest. And then Krishna started to cry. Whole day Krishna was crying. And the gopis came and said, why is Krishna crying? Somebody came here? Yes, someone came. Why is he? And they went to find out. And that was Lord Shiva. He came. And when Lord Shiva came to have darshan, and Krishna stopped crying. And Shiva said, just Mata, Yashoda Maiya, just give me a small place outside. And the remnants of Gopal, Krishna, you just bring it to me. That will be my prasadam. So he's very much of kind of servant, devotee. Nandishwar, he's also an expansion of Nandagaon. Lord Shiva, Nandagaon is an expansion of Lord Shiva. That's why we call Nandishwar Mahadev in Nandagaon. So he's serving here at Chetrapal. He's also Bhuteshwar Mahadev in Mathura. Yeah, Bhuteshwar Mahadev. That's the Ishtadev of Kans Maharaj. Bhuteshwar Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev. So, and he, one time when Yamaraj, he was performing Sankirtan, you know, Chitragupta told to Yamaraj about the liberation of Jagai and Madai. Because Yamaraj have never heard them. They were so sinful. Yamaraj came and asked, give me the account of this Jagai and Madai. And Chitragupta said, what can I say, my dear Lord? Even if you take 1,000 scribes with 1,000 notebooks, still will not be able to describe the sinful activities of these two guys, Jagai and Madai. And what is the use now? They have all been burned, all their sinful activities have been burned to ashes. Why? Because they have been chanting, Gauranga! 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 So it's explained that then Brahmaji came, and after hearing Gauranga, Yamaraj became unconscious. He fell down unconscious due to love of Godhead. And then Lord Brahma came. And when Lord Brahma came to heard about it, he also started dancing. Lord Shiva also came. Lord Shiva came and he heard, what happened to your master? Oh, he fell down because he heard the name of Gauranga. And Lord Shiva heard, what? Gauranga? Gauranga? He also starts spinning and dancing like anything. He explained that, so dancing that even his clothes fell off. He became naked. He could not notice it, you know. And Narada Muni also came and started to dance. He forgot his veena. And Lord Shiva was dancing like anything. So is a great Vaishnava, is a great personality, Lord Shiva. He is Dahi transform, milk transform, and is great Vaishnava. And this is why to criticize such a Vaishnava is not appreciated. That's why Parvati was not happy about it. And in that story, we can see that this is the arrangement of providence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In one sense, Chitraketu, who is also a great Vaishnava, and on the other side, Parvati, she cursed Chitraketu. And this cursed, we find that in Bhagavatam there are also many cursed and counter-cursed. And these cursed, they are not necessarily inauspicious, because what is auspicious and what is inauspicious? This is a relative world. Something auspicious can become inauspicious. And something inauspicious can be also auspicious. It's a relative world. Like Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to become, to die in 7 days. Was it auspicious or inauspicious? Who else? He was cursed to die in 7 days. But he knew how to transform negativity into adversity into positivity. He knew how to transform adversity into positivity. And that's why here Chitraketu also, he was cursed to become a demon. Parikshit Maharaj said, okay, now I'm ready. Let this bird come to bite me. I'm ready for it. So auspicious or inauspicious in this world, it is relative. So he became a demon and then he achieved. One time, just one point. I want to illustrate one point. It was Akbar. Heard of Akbar? One day he was in his balcony. And then he came out of his balcony and he saw, outside he saw his dhobi. You know dhobi? Washing. And as soon as he saw his dhobi, he fell. You know? No, there was some flies coming. And was trying to get rid of that. But then he just slipped and fell. And his hand was broken. Hand and legs broken. And he was bedridden, you know. And then the ministers came and asked, what happened to you? What is the cause? How did you fall? Who is the very first person you saw in the morning? And the king said, I saw the dhobi. And then the minister said, I think this dhobi should be killed because of seeing him is inauspicious. So he must be killed. We must chop his head. And the news went to that dhobi that his head will be chopped because the king saw him in the morning, very early morning. And then the dhobi became afraid and he went to see Birbal. Birbal was very intelligent, witty. And he explained to him that he says going to be chopped. Birbal said, don't worry, I'll do something for you. And Birbal came to Akbar. He said, my dear king, I heard that because you saw Birbal early, the dhobi early morning, and you fell, and now you want to cut off the head of that dhobi. The king said, yes, that was inauspicious. And Birbal said, let me tell you. You know, because the dhobi saw your face in the morning, now his head is going to be chopped off. Because of seeing your face, his head is going to be chopped off. Who is actually more inauspicious? Yeah. And Akbar said, okay, I understood. I understand. So it's the relative, cursed or auspiciousness, inauspicious, it's a relative concept. I remember one beautiful point. One time, Indraduna Maharaj, he went to visit Russia. He went to see his devotees two Matajis, one mother and one daughter, 50 years old and 80 years old. The daughter was a doctor, but she became sick and she was bedridden. And then the mother was taking care of the daughter. For 6 years she was bedridden. Maharaj came to meet them and Maharaj asked that doctor, Mataji, how are you? She was bedridden. He said, Gurudev, I'm fine. Maharaj was surprised. You're bedridden for 6 years? How can you say that you're fine? And she said, Gurudev, yes, Krishna has taken everything from me because they're poor, they're not working. But Krishna has given me time to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. She's bedridden. What can she do? What can she do? Nothing. But she can chant Hare Krishna. This is called transforming adversity into positivity. You know? So that's what Chitrakirti is going to do also.
Huh?
Guru?
Yeah.
Gurudev came, yeah. And Maharaj, Indradumna Maharaj said, he said, in fact, I came here to inspire them. But instead, I got inspiration. And tears was flowing from his eyes, you know. Instead of trying to inspire them, but myself, I got inspiration. So, devotees never get disturbed, agitated, and then also have to transform adversity into positivity. And here is a very beautiful pastime of Lord Shiva, who is a great Vaishnava, great devotee. Hare Krishna. I'd like to stop here because it's 9 o'clock already. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So, is there any comments? It's already late, or?
Thank you very much. Very, very inspiring. I like that part about frustrations and frustrations. I have to remember that. To do that sometimes. Why is this happening to me? Thank you. How good is that? You mentioned Lord Shiva. I don't know, maybe you didn't want to mention that part, but he's chasing Rohini Murthy. Actually, one point he discharges.
Yeah.
And he says, wherever the seed fell, it's
gold. Gold, and yeah. Yes, that's true. The semen became gold. His semen never go in vain. Very powerful. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Stop here. Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai Guru Bhavanandi.